Hey, what's up? This is the Footy on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
Whee!
Hello, people. My name is Tayo Okununga. Welcome to another episode of the Footy on Paper podcast. Yeah, I'm not alone in the studio as usual. I don't think it's the L man anymore. His team, I think they won twice this week, you know. If you are one, is in the studio. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm, you know, living la vida loca in Santa Monica.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's it.
We're back. I mean, whatever in doubt.
Oh, is it?
I mean, if you heard me say anything on previous episodes.
Yeah, but they can scrap them.
No, disregard it.
Okay.
You know the game. This is the game. We know ball. You see, Idea Ball FC eating, you know. I don't want to be too hyperbolic, but I mean, that was a wonderful performance. Wow. Stuff of champions.
Which game? Tottenham game or the West Ham game?
Where can I pick? I mean, the quality of goals, you know.
There's the story that came out early this morning, late hours of Saturday night. Yeah. The certain newspaper, I don't know if you can call their names, or their name, sorry. They brought out Messi's... They brought out Messi's... Messi's salary, like everything, full team, breakdown.
A big boy piece of information. I already say the bad boy piece of. I just see comma. See comma. I was just waiting that song.
See comma, dear.
You understand? Hey, money is cool though.
Like, wow. May they just give us just one of the commas that we could deal with.
You know, when you make the big box,
yeah. Yeah, I mean,
we always talk about how, you know, clubs only get 10% of jersey sales, but then when you have Messi, that 10% is a lot.
Why did it come out though? How did they get that information?
You know, Barca and Messi, this like watch is dynasty here. Yeah, I just basically watch another episode of Dynasty, but in real life, such a saucy club, you know.
Wow, so you believe like it was the club that leaked it?
I did say that. Don't put words in my mouth, please. I did not say that.
What are you insinuating then?
I'm saying that just a very juicy turn of events, you know.
Okay.
Very Hollywood-esque.
Yeah.
That's all I can say at this time.
What do you think this does to Messi?
It does nothing. Contract ends this year.
Yeah.
He just has to put his head down, you know.
So, like, right now, you're saying there's no chance because Victor Font, one of the aspiring presidents.
Yeah, we just have a lot of aspirants.
That's what I'm saying. He tweeted.
And
he tweeted, you know, that picture of Messi standing beside the billboard that says priceless. Yeah. He tweeted that. Do you understand? So.
Oh, now
I'm not asking you questions.
I'm asking you questions.
You're here to answer the question. Relax. He puts that picture right there. Obviously, people will say it's political or whatever. That one. But my point now is. Is there any way back, or can there be any way back after this scandal? No, you.
Different variations of format.
There was one time you said there was no way back. Wait now, I want to give you answers. You understand? Mind map day. This is what you said first time. You said no way back. The first time he will probably join Man City. He's decided to stay the season and see the season out. The second time, and you said, maybe he might just fall in love again. And now this is the third time we're asking you.
Is it my fault that
I'm not.
Wait.
I didn't blame you.
I made prediction. Brook was refused to spend money. Can you imagine that? But now we've seen the amounts that we're seeing. So, I mean, of course, we can understand why they're
before. Oh, my goodness.
New City always has the link up. That's James Bond FC. They always have.
I don't like that.
They are the ones that leave the figures. So that when they want to collect him, they don't know how much. Come on, you reduce your amount.
So you have accused two teams now.
I didn't accuse anybody. Stop saying
Let's
that.
Let's go for a break, man. Lohis Kora is next. All right. Cheers, Lohi. Let's start with the La Liga now. Atletico 10 points clear with a game in hand. That's what I call balling.
Hey. Hey.
What do you call my name, bro? Why do they call my name? I don't understand.
There's a song that
I'll... It's Cholo.
I'll remember that.
You disrespect me a lot,
that's
man.
That's your business. Okay. Me, I know they do gra-gra, do gra-gra. I know they be raga. You know, Timaya said on that wonderful, lovely song, he said, if life give you what? What do you talk again? Say something, shall pop champagne.
I'm not going to say anything until you apologize.
He said, I'm sorry now. Oh, wow. Listeners, help me see you. He also said, you know one work, uh-huh. You want to chop.
Yeah.
Let's imagine I'm looking at all of them like, you're not working. And you want to eat. A game in hand, 10 points ahead, 10 goals conceded, 39 goals. I'm sorry, 40 goals scored. Barcelona has scored 39 goals, so it was not as if they are scoring magnificent numbers.
Yeah. They're winning. I think they're not scoring enough.
Barcelona don't want to work, but they want to chop.
So can we say, obviously, Suarez is key to their form now and everything, but can we say that Barcelona dashed out the league? Can we say that?
I won't say they've been dashed league because I'm saying
by selling Suarez to them, especially for that amount, 6 million.
Of course, it's a nice one. I mean, you have to be mad to not even take like a gamble on.
Even if you want to sell him, don't sell him to Atletico, though.
No, I'm talking about Atletico Madrid.
Okay.
I think they did amazing business taking a gamble, 6 million.
Yeah.
And the wages were not as much for the North.
Yeah, it took a pay cut, yeah.
And you know, Kaito is the player, like, you know, I'm sure they have some very nice performance pace clauses in there, you know, incentives to like spoil his goal scoring.
Yeah.
And also, he has a bird on his back. He was left with the team that he loves.
Yeah.
That's some dynasty shit right
now. I think you won dynasty recently. Yeah. I don't know why I've been calling the show so much.
My girl, Liz Gillies.
So, like, now, I think it's 10 points with the game in hand. I don't see any team covering that, man. I don't. With what Madrid even did yesterday.
This guy knows what this one for them.
Now, I have a question for you, man.
Yes,
the last time he won the league, they picked a player, a striker from Barcelona. Tell me his name. That's why you're smiling. You don't know that. Just say you don't know that.
I knew the first letter. You know
what
I
D.
Know.
Ew.
I can't remember.
V. Last name. Yeah.
That's an easy one. I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, Davia. Davia, man. Yeah. And they won the league. So maybe they have to be picking strikers from this thing now to win the league. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. But the challengers, Real.
It's good that the two idiots will maybe be tied on points by the time this episode drops.
So like,
they can look at themselves like, fool.
What's up with Real, man? Like, remember last week, I was telling you that their fans were bigging up the assistant coach. I've forgotten his name now.
He's a good manager. I see where they are. Quality.
He won one and lost one. Now, why are you shaking? I did not see if Zidane was not even speaking to them. Zidane was speaking to them.
So far, he has the what's it called? Points per game record of, you know, what's that?
I don't know. You know. Anyway, recruitment for them has been kind of shaky, man. Because like the Adam Militao, man, he hasn't like stamped his ground as a Madrid player, man.
Like they're still. Rubendias. I don't know.
They're still depending on the oldies you get, like, this to get them results.
I know the thing, when it rains, it pours. When the collapse happens, we know how it goes now. This is football, we see it happen many times. Mm. You have a nice, you know, bunch of professionals been at the club many years. They always put in performances on the reg.
Yeah.
You see all of them just start casting.
And now there's talk of Ramos not signing a new contract. They don't have money to spend. I'm sure they're begging Mbappe not to sign a new contract with PSG so they can get it for free. You know?
I can't imagine just that. No.
Guy, you be.
Oh, no.
Is this the happiest you have been on this podcast?
Ah.
Start the song, though. I don't die, I have to come.
Yeah. I think that must be the move Madrid fans are right now, because anybody that has been watching ball for 1 week, let you know that having so many 30 plus guys in your team is not the way forward. You need to refresh as an F5 and be F4 ASAP.
But like with someone like Hazard now, like what do you think they should do with them? And they spend what, 100 million on him, man?
I don't know why they bought him.
The bottoms, they need like that marquee signing, a marquee player. You get the Galactico player.
At his age and for that price, I don't know.
You wouldn't have expected him to be
like
injured now, you understand?
His injury record isn't exactly exemplary. He has had periods where he's been out for a while.
Yeah.
And I mean, for that amount, you would look at that and think that's a huge gamble. Obviously, it brings a lot to the team. But how many years are we really going to have him for available? I mean, he signed how many? 4-year contract?
No. 6. Madrid, 4-year kid. Are you okay? 4-year contract.
6-year contract. No. He's played, I think he's in second year now.
Uh-huh.
He has 4 years left.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how many of the first 2 years was he available for?
And he's getting back into fitness now. But at least he's playing 60 minutes now.
Emphasis on getting back.
Yeah.
He's not back.
Obviously, yes, he's not back. But any chance for them? Can they cover the gap? Can Zizou like rally the troops like he normally does?
Zizou, he don't do. It's not the same Zizou. He no go feed do.
I don't understand anything you're saying, man.
I didn't give them 3 stars.
Oh my goodness, with this guy. Hey, no chance.
Zizou, he don't do. No go feed do. Even if you're Yahoo.
Wow. That's too deep.
I don't tell them now, not him.
Okay. It's all good, man. Real Madrid are not winning the league. That's what Ife is trying to say. I'm just like putting it out there for you guys, just in case they win it.
If they win the league, Cholo's lost my respect. Not
yet, man. Okay, we're done with them. Let's talk Serie A now. Milan and Inter are still like chasing each other now, like.
So they call it a fight.
Yeah, in the Coppa Italia, man.
Lukaku versus Zlatan. Who's your money on, perhaps?
If two of them like go toe to toe.
Yes, now.
Well, it'd be a tough game, Shaq.
They talk to that guy get black belt, but they carry and go ground. Black belt, no, they shoot for ground.
Why are they gonna say? Why is that? One don't mean a strong man, too.
They go carry and go ground, and both guys will be now. I don't know why people don't even really say Zlatan will beat everybody.
It's possible that Zlatan will beat him.
They go slap him, Papa, and go start to the day.
There's a possibility that Zlatan will beat him.
Okay, but this is not a UFC podcast. So let's gather our thoughts back. Come on.
But still, I mean, okay, let's just quickly talk about Coppa Italia. Yeah, Inter won the game last minute. Eriksen free kick. Good on men for them. But like that incident was... Zlatan needs to stop this, man. I don't know
why they always trying to goad people, and then honestly
trying to rally
people. He said something that was a very big red flag for me on Twitter after the game. He said we are all the same race. That's a big red flag. I think he's like one of those like racist lights, like you know, like what's called demo version racist. That's kind of what he is, but he's still very much racist.
He said racist light.
But I mean, he needs to be educated. I don't know.
Pogba came out to back him.
Pogba is not smart. I don't understand. Does this strike you as a very, very intelligent individual?
Pogba knows this person.
All right, that's done. Let's move on from here. I'm not going to have a conversation with you. This is Pogba that we know and love. He's our guy, but
You said let's put it aside, but let's... Zlatan just needs to, like, cut...
No be mumu.
Zlatan needs to cut
but
this...
But the thing is, he be like, say...
Zlatan needs to cut this behavior, this attitude that he does... Maybe, I don't know.
That statesman.
He likes feeling like he can rally players through it. You know, I think in the Atalanta game, he was speaking to what's his name, Duvan Zapata, telling him, I've scored more goals than you in so amount of years, I've scored more goals than Atlanta.
He feels like he has to prove.
Yeah, it's very well, fam. You're 39, man. Like
you've actually won a lot, guy. I don't know. Do you not have like? Or calm, I don't know.
Like, nigga.
Rest.
Did I just say nigga? Oh my god.
No, don't say that.
Okay. Oh,
that's not, he's not invited to the cookout.
Okay.
The young children say it, I think. Yes.
Oga Zlatan, just be a man, man. Like, be a good person.
I think he handled it very, very well.
Mm.
It's everything that
they probably sorted it Oh, between each other.
I don't
know. It's not something hard, man. They're guys. It's not footballers. They don't beef like that, man. They saw everything out later.
They just have guys, you know, that not trust. They're not friendly, but you know that you see in the store, you don't give in your last.
Milan are not losing. Inter are not losing. What's going to happen in this type of race?
It's going to be one of those funny games, man. You look at them, Benevento, Spettoni, what's the other guy? Palmer, I think. Someone's going to do something very dangerous very soon.
Why do you think that's where one of them will lose the league?
Kyle, are you not a gambling man?
No.
Alright.
Celtic! Alright, so... But still, now it should be, because like the problem is every time Milan should drop points, Inter never take advantage.
That's the problem. I don't know. Antonio Conte is just not collecting freebies these days. You know, he doesn't like promos, doesn't like, you know, discounts, all them things.
But the reason why I'm still edging for Inter is because they have no European football. That's not. That's where I'm like looking
I think that's what everyone's looking at. I'm sure that Antonio Conte can't wait for February to get here, because then you think that those games in and around that fixture where maybe they can pick up their chances. I know that coaches definitely look at the entire fixture schedule when the fixtures come out, and you kind of know where you're going to pick your points and drop your points. I think like how you have an FPL, your fixture difficulty ranking. So you look at your fixtures, you know, and then that kind of changes for you as season progresses.
Yeah.
So now I'm sure he's still looking at his spreadsheet, you know, looking where he can get his points.
Check all this midweek. Milan will play in the Europa League, and then we can just, you know, we have a week to rest and we can beat whoever we're facing.
Who's that?
I'm saying like in when Conte is checking his spreadsheets.
Yeah, sure. So like, I mean, it's all still very much theoretical. We don't know what's going to happen. They've shown that they have a soft underbelly. It's the second half of the season now, I think. And they kind of just have to firm it, man.
They have to be more firm. Convincing. I think that's the word.
They're trying to win a title, man. There's a reason why the guys have won it. Was in 9-9 in a row.
Yeah.
Open.
Yeah. Speaking about them, they're scheming now. They're still in it, or it's just the Milan clubs for you?
Conversation to probably the last day. That's just how they do.
I don't know. 6 points we had. Are we? How many points?
I think that was 6 points.
Yeah.
Title of winner. I mean, sorry. Team of winners. You don't expect anything less from them. You know, they're not going to give up just like that. And even if they were to do that, that probably spells good for, you know, my brother and the Lord fellow, because that means the Pep project is over.
Really, you feel like they'll sack him if he doesn't win?
The Pep project clearly states that you have to win something in your first season. They're out of the cup.
But
you're not going anywhere.
But the Pep project for Frank Lampard was to finish in top order. What can that be that for?
There was a transfer ban. I think we have to note that there were serious extenuating circumstances in that scenario.
Okay.
So, Odoro Council.
Oh, okay, yeah, yes. Good. Good comeback.
Thank you.
Good.
All
right. So, what you're saying, they were sack Pelu as well.
If you like me, no win now. I said what I said. This thing is not hard, though. This prophecy of a thing. When you have it, you have it.
Okay, it's all good. Let's take a break now.
Please, a break is needed.
Okay, let's talk the Premier League now. City are first anyway. They're out of the shadows, man. They're here. They're winning the league.
You know how it is. I think it's gone.
Well, I was expecting to like, what do you mean they are winning the league? We're still here, but it seems you have accepted.
I'm here too. I don't know about I don't know about those other guys. That's the problem. See, Brother Ali.
Yeah.
Very, I say to you. We're seeing a miraculous people from Pep right now.
They're too good. I think.
No, the main issue now is that it's the game in hand. I think the game in hand.
One is just one. Yeah.
That's three massive points. And when the time comes, you know how Pep is.
I think they get Everton. No, they hate. Everton, they beat City. No, they hate.
Everton, they lose control. They are around City. Promotion.
After we look more scoring first goal for Premier League, you know,
right,
be there.
Now, one that shall never end. That's nice.
My problem with you, you know they believe.
There's no reason.
Everton are not taught now.
Hear me out. There's no reason to believe that Everton are going to, you know, spring a surprise on the Champions League. So, yeah.
Oh my goodness, man. They're playing without a striker. When the striker comes back, how good will they be?
JJ. That's the answer right there.
I don't understand what that is, man. But
sorry, let's see. For my non-Nigerian listeners,
yeah,
they're going to be
best. So, I'm non-Nigerian, Mado. Yeah, man. I'm actually not from Nigeria.
You speak normally or you won't speak at all.
Okay, Chelsea back to winning ways with an unlikely hero.
Took a he has brought back people from Interland. Boys that were, you know, relegated to.
Backseats. Ever. He wasn't even in the stadium. He wasn't in the boots. Yeah, he wasn't in the car at all.
Nothing.
Wow. Well,
you know, that goal was very, very beautiful.
It was a sick goal by Alonso. Sick goal.
He just always has that in his locker. I mean, sure, they have like questions of him defensively. And I think, to be honest, it's one of those.
With the formation, three at the back, which I'm going to ask you about later. Yeah, he's a left wing back, basically. You understand? Like, today you can't... Okay, I know it's Burnley, but you can't say, like, he did anything wrong. Because, obviously, he has cover at the back. He has, like, an extra man beside him. But before, he's never comfortable as a proper left back.
Yeah.
As Alonso.
Today, he had a lot of joy, you know...
Bumping forward.
And eventually, he got his goal. I think that's probably one of the goals of
You see celebration? Like, a jab to Frank, you know?
I think Frank Lampard, you know, was doing too much.
Really?
Overdoing it.
Yeah. Chelsea fans too agreed that it was time for him to go now.
Yeah, of course.
So what does this do to Chilwell?
I just hope he gets a second chance, you know.
Why are you hoping that he gets a second chance?
I enjoy this time.
You like him?
Yeah.
You like him as a...
Top
okay,
manager.
You can sign him. What do you mean top manager?
Yeah, the best.
What are you talking about? We're talking about Frank. Oh, I was talking about this man, Alonso.
Don't do this.
Yeah, we're talking about Alonso actually.
Why?
Yeah,
that's one goal.
Yeah,
that's what he does.
Is he back? That's what I'm saying. Like, what happens to Chilwell now? That's what I'm asking you.
Nothing. Chilwell is the future.
What do you mean is the future? Chilwell has to play. What do you mean? Chilwell is a backup dancer. What do you?
This team
50
is,
million.
Now who they ball? Who play?
50 million.
You right? Idea.
Chilwell not be ideal fullback now. What made Chilwell choke? Robertson,
why are you going to choke? you want choke my player, you did choke.
You know what? Why is this guy playing three at the back though? You feel like it's because Chelsea defensively they're not being like.
I think maybe he has some things that he's seen in training that he knows that.
How many training sessions has he had now? His first game was with three at the back, so it's something that he's probably seen. Even before he signed for Chelsea. So I think it's just something like, okay, just to secure, let's get some clean sheet, let's get some confidence.
Yeah, sure.
I think that's
there'll
it.
There'll be a tactical switch at some point.
You feel?
Yes.
But Hudson.
He's always played with the back.
Hudson Odoi is killing it though. Like. Wing back, yeah. No, right full back. Like, I mean, if it's working for him, why should he change it though? And he spoke about how they played against Conte and how he enjoyed it. And this one is different from Conte because Conte's one, they were counter attacking, but this one, they're actually controlling the game.
I think it's kind of like what Sarri really wanted while he was at Chelsea, you know, for them to really like take games and just impress their style upon the opponent.
So is he improving the Sarri style now? What Frank tried to do? Is that what?
Frank, I think, got very frustrated with me. He wasn't just changing things.
Sometimes
you have to stick, you know.
Rookie manager.
Like a manager that isn't really so good, you know, sticking with the wrong guys, all those kind of things. I don't say too much, but maybe it was a little bit aggressive, you know.
Okay. Arsenal new, United new.
As expected.
What do you mean as expected?
United, you know. Very wasteful on the day.
Yeah.
Arsenal without their top scorer.
Mm.
And, you know, a few other players.
Key players, yeah.
Bookie, four, one, I felt was missed massively.
Kieran.
I counted six Legovas from one particular guy. I don't call his name, but Bookie doesn't have time for that.
Mm.
Doesn't have time for that. He goes where he goes. He goes where he goes reside. I mean, where he goes reside.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say on that.
Well, why were United so poor? Like, Rashford didn't look confident at all.
He had an off game. I think that happens sometimes with him. Where he hasn't really lost.
He's had like three in a row now.
Yeah, but he'll be back. I think he's, you know, he's one
could
of
could it be the shoulder injury?
Could be that as well.
Could it be time for rest?
Yeah, a lot of times with the injuries that are not in the legs, you know, people feel like, wow, what's going on? We should still be playing well.
Mm.
But the shoulder is still very much a part of the body.
Yeah.
And to affect his running and, you know, how he can jostle for ball, you know, protect the ball, things like that. So, yeah, hopefully he feels better and he gets in there among the goals very soon.
How about this big man, Bruno Fernandes?
He disappears in the big game, like the big man that he is. Why didn't they get a penalty? I don't know, but that's what we saw.
That's not defended well. That's why they didn't get a penalty.
Sorry to him. Sorry to that man.
So are you saying the bigger teams, or is this on him, or is this on Ole, or are the bigger teams just defending properly?
Yeah, and also why don't they come out with their swashbuckling style against the bigger teams? Why are they so timid? You cannot have yes now. Come out now. Now you bring ball. Come
really? You expect them to come out against the Liverpool's?
And the Arsenal's, yes.
The Arsenal's, yes, because obviously they're a better team than Arsenal.
The Liverpool's as well. But, we're not that good right now. If you try your luck, you win the game. But they did try.
Why did they beat them? No, they beat them. You. They beat you now. They beat you in the FA Cup. Now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apart from that.
And they didn't come out.
Ha. Kyle, don't say that.
They didn't come out to attack in that game.
That was a very, very open game.
Right. Yeah, they came out.
They did come out.
Mm. So they should do that more. That's what you're saying. Like, are you being serious or you're sarcastic right now?
They should take risk.
I see if they will succeed.
Yes,
or take risk that succeed.
If not, they'll just, you know, Champions League again and they'll come third.
But you can understand why he's playing this way against the big teams now. After the 6-1 mauling, the 6-1 mauling against Tottenham.
And they have their attack pouring as they should.
Did you hear what you just said?
Why can't they go?
Did you hear a statement?
Supposedly.
Yes. It's not like the way you say, I have Van Dijk. They can't say, I have Maguire.
They have Eric Bailly.
Yeah, he's a good defender, but he's never fit.
They
grill
me like, say, I'll be
better. I don't agree. I just tell you now. You understand? And they give you the reasons why I'm being like a United advocate right now, which is very funny. I'm not a reason why he's playing this way.
This is not that podcast. You don't do that here.
What are you trying to say right now? What are you trying to say? Yeah?
Just carry on.
Well, no. You have to. No. We have to finish this.
Winning points.
Yeah, against big teams, which they've not done this season at all. Okay. And for them to do that, you feel like they have to like come out more and stop this chilling at the back, sitting back thing that they keep on doing. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No wala.
Don't you know, bro? You know. Now
you are the asked question. I'm asking you the questions, man. You're just,
what are you
saying? What does that don't you know ball mean?
Yeah,
what does that mean? Why are you putting me like on top of the world? Oh, I'm the only person that knows ball in this world, or I'm the person that knows the most ball.
We had Mondo Deportivo saying that you didn't go to PSG, that you would have gone to PSG. So I don't know why
you're
being so humble.
You say you. Who? Daddy, you'll be my assistant coach now, Avi. Eh? You'll be my assistant coach now. You'll be beside me. You understand?
I'm up in the
school. By the time Mbappe, they are dissing us. They're abusing us. They're abusing you too in the trade. Liverpool, back to winning ways.
As expected, you know.
Yeah, we said that earlier in the podcast.
Just a blip. Sinzu, you understand?
So, first, are you getting the CV?
My brother.
Yeah.
What's today's date?
By the time the podcast drops, it will be the 1st of February. Happy New Month to everybody.
You believe that's going to happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like right now, all your senior CBs.
No, it's fine. I join my faith with yours.
All the senior CBs.
I join my faith.
I want to give you a reason now. All the senior CBs plus the CB and a half.
They will tell you Matip is coming back in
2 weeks. Do you hear with ACL? He's out for the season.
Congrats to you.
Congress, yeah, you're a funny person. No, you're not actually funny. Yeah, all your CBs are out, including the CB and a half, Fabinho. So, surely he's going to bring somebody in. Surely Liverpool will bring somebody in. You'll be Liverpool fan, you'll be us now. You'll be try deviate with your. You'll wear maroon shirt. Eh?
No, listen, let me tell you. They just didn't do the right thing. Sign somebody.
What was the right thing?
Or stick with the young CBs that you've been hyping so much. Even before the season started. But obviously, you show that everything that just come out.
Okay.
How many times did you play those youngins if you really trusted them so much?
It's not Phillips you're talking about, though.
Not Phillips, yes, but then also the Seps, the Cometros, or whatever is there, you know. Chris Williams hasn't proven himself, I think.
Yeah.
Because obviously, too early for him.
He's a youngin.
But if he's being kept there as an option for when people are injured and the feels to what's called.
I'm sure it was never an option.
No.
We'll keep going, though. Don't
worry. They are planning their team for this season.
Okay.
So if you put him there, who is it going to be on, the player or the manager? So we know who are putting the blame on. I'm not going to say too much, but fix it.
But are you going to get a CB, dude? Like, do you believe you're going to get a CB?
Next question, please.
Paul, just Twitter right now. I saw on my timeline. You guys are signing a young center half from Preston. Nothing.
That's the future. Next question.
He's coming into play right now, though. Is he left footer? You understand?
So what? Nathaniel will go to the bench.
No, maybe Henderson will go back to his real position and Antonio and him will play now. His name is Ben Davis, by the way.
Yeah, we have another Ben Davis in the league.
You have not signed him yet. And you just said that you guys were not signing anybody. So I don't know what's going on with you today, man. You understand?
You're stressing me. That's what you're
saying. Anyway, Liverpool, can you guys win the league, man?
I hope so. But for real, man, it's what, 6 points off now?
Yeah.
Let's see how it goes, man. It's still a very, very long season. I'm hoping that, you know, chips fall in our favor.
I think that's how the season is, basically. The chips have to fall in your favor.
I hope that we haven't left it left too much for ourselves to
cover. Okay.
It's a lot of points dropped, man.
And still more to drop when you come to the Emirates one. Also, pretenders and survivors. And West Brom, Fulham, very tactical game, 2-2. Fulham, those ones, I don't think they can win any game. They just like the D's, man. The draws.
I don't tire to complain. Yeah. Once again, I tell you. Some people are just testing for, you know, draws.
Well, sorry. Keep going.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
Okay.
I think it's time.
Oh, really?
I think it's time.
But they're different this season now compared to the last time they came back, you know? Yeah.
Is the table looking any different?
But I mean, yeah, it is. Actually, it is, because they're closer to beating the drop than the last time they were in the Premier League. Okay. Yeah, like the points difference is not
because
that
of
much.
You, because of you, I have that fit in them.
I'm not saying you have fit in them. I'm just asking you. But I mean, you seem to like feel like they're going to go down already. If they get the striker before the deadline, like a clinical person, or if they play Mitrovic more, do you feel like they can? Because I don't believe in Cavallero. He's a terrible footballer, man. No disrespect.
It's not good. It's actually not good.
There's a reason why Wolves will not keep you. That's that.
Definitely an Adama Traore type player.
He's championship standard. Yes. It's the best one. So like,
if
they can get like a striker, maybe that will help them. Or in fact, that will even help them in a bid to survive and remain in the Premier League. As Fulham, West Brom, is it too much for Big Sam?
It's not too much. It's Big Sam I'm talking about. You know, it's not about till it's over, you know. Mathematically, you know he's still in it.
Yeah.
So we're just going to like just hope that your team has played him twice this season and just, you know, hope for the best.
Oh, they're still coming to the Emirates. Oh, Jesus.
That's nice for you.
Yeah, still going to Hotons now. But they never win at the Hotons anyway. Yeah. So that's nice for you. It's all good, man. They've brought in a big striker, Mbaye Diang. Can he help?
Well, they need goals and sometimes
he's dropped an assist already, so
yeah. When you have your forward line in that kind of form. You know, he just needs to freshen things up. And sometimes a new signing can do that. We hope that he can bring some that needed spark to the front line.
Okay.
And he can start scoring again. Because they're going to need goals.
Yeah. Your second team, Sheffield.
Oh, baby. Hey. It's already hot to me, man.
They gone? Are they gone?
I think they're still in it.
Let's do it. Okay. That's fire.
No
problem. No problem.
You know the
deal. Let's see how it goes. You never know. They can. You know, Brewster can just go, you know? So.
I don't think
you
got to take 20 minutes.
Huh?
But that's just me. Thank you very much.
Oh boy, yeah, cool. You play ball. Yeah. Quickly, French League. Oh. You don't know where. You don't understand. Frankly, PSG. They lost 3-2. I think Poch's first loss.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. Mm. They're back.
To what? I don't understand. What are they back to?
Standards.
Mm. Standard. Why are they so poor this season, man? Like,
I think the players,
are they tired? Like, mentally, they're tired of winning the same thing.
Even that mentally, I think they hit like a roadblock. Mm. It's up to the manager now to kind of get them back, you know, playing the way they used to, just to get that, to reignite that motivation, because they seem to have lost it.
How can Poch change that now? What will he say to them to motivate them? Quickly, we don't have more time.
Well, I think you have to remind them what they've done before and the ability that they possess, you know.
Yeah.
And just tell them that, you guys, you are champions, you know, dilly-dilly-dong.
Mm.
Get them hype.
Okay, Leon are still top. Last time I asked you, you believe like somebody new could win it, Leon or Leo, they both won this past weekend. Are you still like sticking to your guns?
This loss now.
And then if Poch doesn't win, isn't that scary for him?
They'll give him at least 2 months.
Okay.
Not more after 2 months.
Okay. So like Leo and Leon.
One of them, let's roll dice. Or no, let's be rock paper scissors first.
I don't understand. I'm asking you if they can win. You're telling me
let's rock paper scissors. Why do you just feel like I know things?
I'm not saying that.
Why do you want me to go bad know in front of the fans?
No,
you're making me
no.
make predictions.
I'm not making you make predictions, man. These teams are when somebody is playing well. And the person is top of the table, a la Leicester. Eh? They were saying Leicester could win something until, you know, Leeds don't worry, Wally now beat them. Everton drew with them. You understand? They are getting back to their normal place now. Eh? Now, Leo and, what's their name now? Leo and Leon, they are topping the table, basically. You understand? And they are challenging for the title. It's not as if they're like 9 points away. This thing, points are quite close. Can they do it is what I asked you. I didn't ask you to say, oh, Leon will win the title. You get me, fam? So answer the question, fam.
I don't think they can do it.
Hey, that's what you say. And then you elaborate.
Oh, yeah, I'm tired. I'm tired. I think I'm mentally checked out of this episode. Because you managed to kill my teacher and kill my spirit.
Well, I didn't do nothing, man. Anyway, let's wrap up, man. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you for listening, even though these guys are boring, yeah.
What does that even mean?
I said you are boring.
Why? Why are you angry? What's wrong with you? Because I put you in your place, eh? That's why you're angry. Because I sent you to the corner, eh? Eh?
What's going to happen is, I'm going to tell you guys bye. I love you guys so much.
Yeah,
make sure
man.
You tune in for the next episode.
Ciao. Bye. Illiterate. He's an illiterate. Look at him leaving the studio. Illiterate. Just look at him. Look. Don't come back. Go. Shut up.
Alright, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know. Get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there, so you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.